This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 15th here in Foxborough, a very quiet Roster Report podcast today because we don't
Because Andy's not here.
We don't have some of the normal information that we generally do. Because it's a Monday night game, you've already heard the dulcet tones of Scalavino. Instead of Andy Hart, if you're driving around in the Boston area, you will be subjected to the big head because he is on the big show, or what is known as the show formerly known as the big show, on WEEI. So Eric and I will take you for next couple of minutes. Normally on Fridays, Eric, we get the final injury report of the week with the status updates for the players. We will not be getting that until Saturday because the Patriots play, obviously, Monday night in Charlotte.
It's a Friday that's really a Thursday.
Correct. So we're dealing with a little bit less concrete information, but I will get the bookkeeping out of the way soon. Earlier on Friday, the Patriots released newcomer, we hardly knew ye, wide receiver Laquan Williams, who was here from the Ravens.
Did he finish his cup of coffee?
I'm not sure if he even put cream in the coffee.
Oh.
He was here so short. Did not ever suit up for a regular season game with the team. All signs would certainly seem to indicate that Shane Vereen is ready to come back on Monday night. Is that how you feel?
That's exactly how I feel, and exactly what I wrote on Patriots.com in my little practice update earlier today. I do think, you know, we've seen Vereen practicing for the last few weeks. This is the first game that he'll be eligible to come off of injured reserve designated to return list, and I fully expect him to be there. I think that's one of the reasons why they started practicing him as early as they did, getting him in anticipation of this being his return game, knocking some of that rust off with practice. And I think sometime before Monday night, you will see that 53rd spot will be filled by Shane Vereen.
Yeah, I think we're all anticipating that. We'll certainly let you know as soon as we find out that as soon as the information becomes available, we will post that on Patriots.com. But for now, the only official move was the release of Laquan Williams. On the injury standpoint, on the injury front, Steve Gregory remains the only player not practicing, and he was listed on the injury report as having not participated. He was not out there again this morning when you guys were out there.
No, that makes four straight practices going back to last week.
Correct.
During the bye week, the one practice they had on Tuesday, three so far this week, with one more to come tomorrow, but I don't expect him to be there tomorrow on Saturday either.
Right. Yeah, reading the tea leaves there would certainly seem to indicate that Daron Harmon, rookie third-round pick out of Rutgers, probably expected to make his first career start. It will not be Ed Reed.
No, it will not. And you know what? I'm not overly surprised, nor am I overly disappointed didn't come here.
I'm a little surprised, but not disappointed at all.
No. If they'd gotten him, I wouldn't have been disappointed. I mean, that would have been a nice addition. Add some depth, some reassurance maybe at a position where there's, you know, aside from Gregory, McCourty, and Harmon, I'm not really confident in what they have there. So if you had added a guy like Ed Reed, okay, great. That's a nice insurance policy to have. But I certainly don't I don't feel like they lost out on any major sweepstakes here.
No, I agree.
To the New York Jets.
And to be honest with you, I'm somewhat anxious to see Harmon play an expanded role, see if he has anything to contribute. He has a couple of interceptions, but, you know,
they're gimme interceptions.
Yeah, they were nothing really that, you know, he was responsible for. Not plays like, say, McCourty made, against Miami or anything like that, where, you know, you're seeing safety play at its best. So I'm kind of curious to see what Harmon has to offer and see if he's a contributing factor down the stretch and potentially into the playoffs. And against Carolina, it's a team that doesn't really figure to be a huge test in that regard because it's not a sophisticated passing game with a whole lot of different weapons. They have Steve Smith. They have LaFell. Those are guys that can get downfield. They do have a pass-catching tight end in Greg Olsen, who I think could probably create some problems. But not a team that wants to throw the ball 50 times. It's a team that wants to run the ball for, you know, 40 or 50 times if all is right.
And that's where I'm kind of more interested almost in seeing Harmon, because Gregory...
How physical can he be?
Right, because if he's taking Gregory's spot, Gregory has been playing a lot more up near the line of scrimmage this season and doing fairly well. I mean, he's made his mistakes too, but by and large, I think he's done a good job in that role, even almost lining up as a linebacker a couple of times, mm-hmm. being that close and making plays. I've seen Harmon, the one that stands out the most to me is the third and 29 play, or third and 30 against
third
Pittsburgh.
Third and 30 when they got a 29-yard screen.
Right, where he whiffed badly in the open field on a tackle. It was Le'Veon Bell, I believe, right?
Yep.
And
a play that he was very hard on himself about.
And should have been, because he was there to make the tackle maybe 15 yards earlier and wasn't able to do it. Now, is that indicative of how he plays overall? No, I don't think so. Everybody makes a mistake every now and then. But with that in mind, I still want to see how he can react if they decide to use him the way they've been using Gregory, closer to the line of scrimmage against mm-hmm. an offense that likes to run the ball a lot.
Elsewhere in the injury report, Aqib Talib, was able to be out there again. He's limited with his hip problem that he's been listed with. Gronkowski continues to have his litany of maladies
of injuries. Yeah.
With the forearm, the back, and now the hamstring is the latest, which mm-hmm. has now been with those other two for the last couple of weeks anyway.
Yes.
He was able to participate in practice on a limited basis as well. In addition to that injury report, I believe, was Alphonso Dennard.
He was, with a knee injury. He had been dealing with hamstring issues earlier in the season, if my memory serves correctly, but they weren't serious. Obviously, he'd
right.
played, and he was taken off the injury report for that. The knee one was kind of curious because you wonder if that came up during the Pittsburgh game, and since they didn't have to issue an injury report last week during the bye, or whether or not it was something that crept up since the Pittsburgh game, whether it was something that happened in practice the day before. We don't really know exactly when or the extent of the injury, but he's been out there too, so it can't be all that bad if he's able to take part in practice.
Yeah, so the regular names that are showing up on the injury report, again, like we said, we'll have an update. That report will be on Patriots.com on Saturday. You're listing the status for the game. The way it looks now, I would think you're safe to anticipate that Steve Gregory will be listed as out tomorrow,
mm-hmm. yep.
And probably will not make the trip with the team on Sunday to Charlotte. Otherwise, I would expect the Gronkowskis of the world to
yep.
be listed as questionable the way
mm-hmm.
they have been, maybe even probable. Some of these weeks, I think some of these guys have been listed as probable.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that when we get the additional information. But again, bookkeeping-wise, Laquan Williams is out. Looks like Shane Vereen's probably poised to make his return. And I think, really, especially offensively, this is about as healthy as you've been all year.
Oh, and couldn't come at a better time, too, because this late in the year,
right.
having weathered a storm of injuries already, maybe you like to have a little optimism that they're getting healthy at just the right time. Some tough games coming up as they try to fight for a playoff bye.
Yep.
This is as healthy as you can expect a team to be at this point in the NFL calendar.
Big Monday Nighter coming up to kick off the post-bye portion of the schedule. Don't forget to start it all right here on Patriots.com and the Facebook page, 6:15 p.m. Eastern, with the Patriots pregame social. Until then, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.